Christmas is a time of joy and happiness for most of us. But for some, Christmas will be a time of sorrow and tragedy. On November the 17th, Mr. Sam Amau, who was a student at Southeastern Seminary last year, and several members of the Akimoto Church started to Accra to buy an organ for their church. A few miles from their home, their car was crushed by a timber truck. One of the church members was killed instantly, and Sam died within an hour. My first reaction to this news was disbelief and shock and even indignation. Why should the life of this capable, dedicated young man be snuffed out in an instant? What kind of God must God be to allow such tragedy? There is only one meaningful answer to this question, and this answer is to be found in the deepest meaning of the Christmas story, that this Jesus was called Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. In the moment of tragedy, this is all that we can affirm, that God has placed himself in the context of our suffering and suffers with us. Even as God shares our suffering, so we are called to bear one another's burdens of suffering. Sam is survived by his wife and five small children. This morning, you will be given an opportunity to share in their sorrow and hurt by lifting them up to God in a period of silent prayer. After this period of prayer and the singing of our first hymn, we will join together again in another period of silent prayer, this time remembering not only the sorrow of Sam's family, but also the unknown sorrow of millions of people all around us. After our second hymn, we will witness a choral reading entitled Christmas, Even in County Hospital. The script was written by a chaplain after he had spent Christmas Eve from 10 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock in the morning working with a resident physician in Cook County Hospital. And as we witness this presentation, we will seek to be more aware of the real message of Christmas for our world. At the conclusion of this presentation, we will leave in silence. And as we leave, we will be given another opportunity to share in the burden of suffering of this man's family by making a contribution toward a fund which will be used to provide tuition expenses for these children in Ghana and Nigeria where they live. There is no free education, and so even education on the lower levels in elementary school and high school is expensive. And so the tuition expenses for these children will amount to more than $200 for 1 year. And Sam's widow has no means of support, and she could not raise this money by herself. And so as you leave, offering plates will be provided at each door. And for those who did not attend chapel this morning, a box will be provided in the campus store so that they also may contribute. Now let us bow our heads and have a few moments of silent prayer, remembering Mrs. Amao and her children.
doesn't understand you. She speaks only French. I asked her husband when I dressed his hands.
The bitterness seeping through his sterile mask.
I'll bet the landlord lives on Lake Shore Drive.
Wonder if the landlord's wife wore a chiffon negligee on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve! The frosty air invigorating to the warm and empty bed, dashing through the snow, brings gangrene to the feet too long exposed. The stable smell could not have been so foul as stench of rotted flesh where naked bone shows through the beaded mass.
Can you move your toes? The movement,
faint and feeble, barely seen,
is mute reply.
The errand boy must lose a foot to save a life.
Not enough work, he said, to pay for heated room or shoes.
Above here, I'd say.
The doctor marked a place midway between the festered ankle and the knee.
Christmas Eve, and all
is still.
The great strong body, massive,
beautiful in contour,
lay quiet on the table.
Peace on earth.
At last,
oxygen
and blood
and intravenous food
are sometimes not enough.
When bullets course negate both skill and will,
muscles,
powerful even in repose,
are powerless to rouse the heart,
to fill the lungs, to right the damage done by me.
Mercy, powerful in intent,
is impotent,
incapable of restoration of the gift,
the Christmas gift
of life.
There is no pulse. It entered here.
Sterile finger pointing to
the eye.
Now closed and sealed with blood congealed.
Detach the tanks and tubes and call the morgue.
Violence of life!
And peace of death.
Peace on earth, goodwill,
the angel said.
Christmas Eve.
The silent night and down another corridor.
The lights are dim.
And from the low, dull moans that intermingle,
weaving in and out like counterpoint,
emerges one shrill scream of pain that rises
and then falls into half sob, half moan.
A woman in trouble.
This is her first, and she's afraid.
Fear not, Mary, for you shall bring forth a son.
And so it came to pass.
And briefly, oh so briefly,
life emerged,
then fled again
down some dark aisle. While the doctor sought to breathe it back.
What child is this?
The shock.
What bitter mockery that claimed this night to shatter loving hope.
This night, this Christmas Eve, while some may celebrate the birth of the most perfect one, this night was born.
A wretched caricature.
Was born in pain and love, even as he was born.
Was born and...
Mercifully, the baby died.
Don't tell her now. I'll see her in the morning. Christmas Eve and music fills the air. The carolers,
well-dressed and full of help, are singing in the wards.
There's a song in the air.
And there is joy in singing.
If only for a moment.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. The gnarled old man, beckons a man to his side.
And with a smile, the young man goes.
Prepare to render carol that is dear to heart of childhood now encased in ancient body.
But